Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry joining us. Turnout good for the lights. Fantastic parade.
I think it was one of the best we've ever had. There were people lined the curb. We started down at Mill Street, and both sides were just packed with people. There was never a break in there all the way up to the town square up by Global Gourmet and Tres Hombres.
Well, that's a pretty good, and that's a really long parade route, and to have them, you know, 4, 5, 7 deep, you know, all along the route as well. It's kind of interesting because, you know, I didn't know this until yesterday when I was speaking with Chief Grubbs and we were talking about the new security cameras, that the Lights Fantastic Parade was in its own way a way to test some of the abilities of the new security cameras on the Strip.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's a that's an initiative that came out of a public forum that we had after we had an unfortunate spate of shootings in Carbondale. And one of the things that came from that was getting some security cameras around town. So we have 4 boxes up on telephone poles now along Illinois Avenue. Every box has 4 cameras in it. And we can... You know, people think of it as just it's a crime deterrent when, of course, people that might be thinking about perpetrating a crime know the cameras are there. But it also will help us if we have a lost child or something like that. We'll be able to go back and watch. And we're not going to be sitting there watching the cameras all the time. It'll be whenever there's an incident of some type. We'll be able to review video. But if we have a lost child, we'll be able to go live and go from camera to camera and find them.
Well, you know, after talking with Gary Williams and Chief Grubbs yesterday, it's kind of weird because you start thinking about applications, and especially as much time as the fact is, as much time as I spend on the Strip, you know, that you start realizing every time I find one thing, there's another thing that I think it can do and serve its purpose. And to be honest with you, Mike, I expected a bigger price tag than $10,000.
Yeah, we have a local vendor that's doing these, and, you know, really he's about a third of if you go online and get somebody to do this. And and frankly, the system that he has set up is better than some we were looking at from large national vendors.
Yeah. You know, I noticed in a press release that the city council is seeing the ballot fill up for the next election.
Yeah, we have our 3 incumbents running, and right now we have two additional folks running. One of them is a former city manager.
You know, it's interesting because the city council, the mayor, have been talking so much about the revitalization plan for downtown, and these security cameras are part of that revitalization program.
Well, yeah, they are. And, you know, we're going to put another one or two towards... South Illinois Avenue going towards the Evolve apartment projects, and then eventually put them all the way up around our town square. So we will cover all of our downtown area with these security cameras.
Isn't it where it's, you know, because you and I have both been around long enough to know when people would have screamed bloody murder at the prospect of the cameras.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the social media has calmed people down because there's no there's no expectation of privacy anywhere.
Right.
You know, I've seen my picture up on ball games, at basketball games and stuff, and people posted it on social media where I've been at football games or just down. They see me downtown somewhere, and it happens to anybody.
Right.
So.
And you know, and some other people says, you know, we're not going someplace we haven't already been. You know, stores with security cameras, you know, we kind of, you know, we've become accustomed to them. You know, it's weird because I'm reading a book, and this has been a while back, and I wish I could remember who wrote it, and was talking about security cameras in the future and how things, he says, it'll be like getting undressed in front of your pet. and you know, in that, when that metaphor made sense to me, and clearly you got it too.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's just kind of always there, and you don't think about it, and you become accustomed to it. And in this particular case, you know, the rationale is there to put them in place. And I think other communities, Mike, are going to be looking at how this works in Carbondale to see if their town would benefit from that type of that. I think there'll be a lot of people watching how this works, how it grows, how effective it is. I mean, has it stopped? Yeah. I mean, has it had an effect as of now? I mean, they've been up for a while.
You know, we actually had, I previewed the cameras one morning last week, And that after that night at around midnight or something, we had a report of a sort of a strong-armed robbery on Illinois Avenue. The guy didn't have a weapon, but he was muscling a person. And we got that 911 call, and they were standing right under one of the cameras. So we caught the guy.
Right.
I mean, we had a description of his clothing and everything else, and we had officers there in under a minute, and we got the guy.
Well, that's a pretty good initial run, and it's only been there, what, a week?
Yeah. So that's what we want to do. We want to let the criminals know that we're watching them, and we can find them.
Well, my first thought is Mike Carr says how much easier it is to convict this guy, and the price tag is $10,000, and every time another crime is solved quickly, effectively, without any question about who perpetrated the crime, that $10,000 savings remanifests itself in another form.
Oh, it sure does. And you can spend it on the hard-to-convict felons. So.
Right. There you go. You know, yesterday I was speaking with Marion Mayor Bob Butler about the proposed property tax freeze in Springfield. And as I did more work on this yesterday, and they said, wait a second, this is only for cities that don't have home rule law, would it freeze their property taxes. What are your thoughts on the governor's desire for a property tax freeze, and how would it affect Carbondale, since the state's not giving you the money that they've promised, and then you've got, you know, the issues of left students, the economy there. Would a property tax freeze put, as it's proposed, put Carbondale in a bind in the future?
Well, it could. But of course, we're a home rule city, and we did institute a prepared food and beverage tax recently of 2% and a packaged liquor tax. So rather than raise property taxes, we looked at taxes that were more consumer-oriented, which makes them a tad more optional. So. And Carbondale, actually tonight, we're going to approve our tax levies for the coming year. We're not making any increases in our property tax levels for the coming year. So Carbondale's tax is low anyway on homeowners. Our overall tax bill is high because we have other taxing authorities, just like the other counties do. But, you know, I think as far as Governor Rauner, I mean, I see his point, but you can't get cut from both ends. We still have to fund our schools. We still have to find ways to fund improvements in our cities and keep moving forward. Technology is knocking on our doors, and we have to keep addressing technology and upgrading. And that goes all the way to services that go out to our citizens in the neighborhood so that they have faster, more reliable internet, and their entertainment venues come in and don't get interrupted too on their TVs and everything. So we have to have that flexibility. The state just needs to get their own house in order.
What did you think about the on last election day, the decision when it came to school taxes and taxes in Carbondale and sales taxes?
I didn't like that. You know, I felt like the schools should be dealing with property taxes in their own districts. You know, that tax affects Carbondale disproportionately, and I realize some people shop in Carbondale, but we have a large population here of almost 50,000 counting our students, so the sales tax, we generate some 70% of that sales tax, almost 80% in Carbondale. And we get back, I forget now the number, but I think we're getting back 17% of it.
Out of 70?
To our schools.
Yeah.
And we have taken care of our schools over the years. We have a local sales tax in place for our high school, and they've been where we've been helping them pay down the improvements that they made about 10 years ago. They're one or two years away from that being finished. We've built new grade schools, so it seemed to me like a penalty on Carbondale for being a good steward.
You know, and you know, this is a trend that I think we'll continue to see, Mike, is we continue, it's like water. You know, it kind of flows to certain points and stays there, and in Springfield, the water's gone there, but it hasn't flowed back out. And so people are looking a new place to get their water. And where do you look at? Well, you look where there is water, and so you have to go where the money is, and where the money is in Carbondale.
Yeah. And you know, I'm a super strong supporter of education and having the best available and everything for our children. I mean, that is the way to overall a successful government, successful country, and people ending up with good lives and being able to raise their families in the end. It's just how we go about it and how we be responsible. I would just ask these local school boards to be a little more responsible, particularly at the, you know, these grade school levels that consolidate into Carbondale. They're having a tough time. They're doing fundraisers, and they're really working hard. I just didn't think that sales tax was quite the right way to handle it.
Christmas is a watershed when it comes to taxes and being the economic engine that Carbondale is in Jackson County and surrounding counties. I mean, if you're going to go Christmas shopping, right, where you go,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
between us and Marion, I mean, we're it. And, of course, Harrisburg's another sort of big center over there. But those three make up the shopping along the Route 13 corridor.
I'm wondering, you know, you and I spoke about this last year, whether online shopping will see a real manifestation this year and a loss of taxes that are estimated through December.
Yeah, I think we need to find a way that the online companies need to pay taxes back somehow. And there's some rumblings about that out there. But, you know, I shop locally every chance I can get. Terry and I don't buy gifts online unless we can't find it here and we know one of the grandchildren has just got this real specific thing.
Right.
and their parents have sent us a link to it on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
Then if we can't find it here, then we'll do that. But we make every attempt to support our local businesses and local restaurants and retail stores.
Yeah, and I think that that's an impetus that we'll have continued to focus on in the years to come. I mean, I was talking to one of the delivery guys the other day. And how's it going? He says, yeah, well, you know, now I deliver toilet paper. You know, I deliver dinners. You know, I'm delivering groceries now.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time he says it, I mean, I get it. And it's there. You know, they're still working at 8:30 at night delivering those items as well. Hey, before I let you go, Christmas had the Lights Fantastic Parade officially kicking things off last Saturday, but also once again the ability to go ice skating in Carbondale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks to Walker's Bluff. They've loaned us the rink again. We have it set up on Saturday for the Lights Fantastic Parade, and it'll be there through January 3rd. Park District is managing it for us. Our city employees do the public works employees do all the setup and everything, and then the Park District runs it and rents the skates. And so that's a great thing. It's just one of those other kind of neat things in a downtown.
All right. So before I let you go, Merry Christmas, Mike.
Same to you, man. Merry Christmas.
We all hope the shopping season goes well and everybody enjoys their holiday. And, you know, as we said, my experience has been that there are a lot of people shopping in Carbondale.
Yeah, yeah, there really are. And we have lots of good folks in Carbondale, and some of them are not Christians and don't celebrate Christmas with us, but they celebrate their holidays, and you know, our best wishes go out to them also. And they shop in Carbondale, too, big time.
Right.
So,
'tis the season.
Terry and I are going to some of their holiday parties, too, this year. So,
Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. Mike, thanks again for your time, pal. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.